From Tidbits on April 8th, 2013, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Ambrosia has released Snaps Pro 10 2.5.2 to fix an issue with accurately capturing the precise pixels of a selection and bring back support for several styles of image borders, which was excised in version 2.5. The update also improves the reliability of movie encoding, improves compatibility with both OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion and Retina displays, and adds Chinese and Russian localizations. Offering a veritable festival of fixes, Barebone Software has released BBEdit 10.5.3 with over 50 bugs squashed, many of them also found in version 4.5.1 of the free general-purpose text editor TextWrangler. Most amusing is this release note. The display glyph for invisible spaces, when show invisible and show spaces are both turned on, is now the middle dot. If spaces don't display when those settings are turned on, then your display font is missing that glyph and you should report it to your font's developer as a bug. I would have used Canadian Syllabic's final middle dot for the humor value alone, but not enough fonts supported that glyph. Sorry. Anyway, amongst the other fixes that are exclusive to BBEdit 10.5.3, this update once again looks for URLs in plain text dragged into project lists to aid in the addition of remote file references from FTP apps, ensures that the close all in project command now works for Insta projects, fixes a crash that occurred when attempting to convert to XML, ensures that relative path references in HTML and CSS documents are correctly resolved, and fixes a performance bug where the functions folder would impose a heavy penalty in conjunction with a source file that contained a large number of function entries. Barebone Software has also released TextWrangler 4.5.1, mirroring the bulk of the fixes found in the simultaneous released BBEdit 10.5.3. TextWrangler is more powerful and non-free sibling. Among the highlights, the general-purpose text editor fixes an issue where the text encoding pop-up menu in the save dialog didn't reflect the current encoding setting, squashes a bug that used excessive memory and would crash the app when opening large, complicated files, reduces the amount of time displaying startup progress, fixes a bug that caused show hidden items in the open dialog to be ignored, and corrects some artwork for enhanced viewing on Retina displays. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. And yes, I am trying to read more slowly. Once you're on our site, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.